Josiah was just a boy when he first became king. But when he grew up, Hilkiah the priest brought him the book of the law, which of course is the five first books of the Bible. But Josiah had no idea what it was. He had never heard it before. And that says something about the time that he lived in, Christians. Josiah lived in a time that was full of corruption and lawlessness. He lived in a time when Israel had turned away towards idolatry, a time when Israel worshipped the sun and the moon and the stars, a time when they consulted mediums and necromancers, a time when they even burned their own children in sacrifice to Molech. Israel had become worse than the Canaanites, whom God had driven out before them. And while, yes, it is true, to his credit, Josiah had not done any of these things. But we can see just how bad that time actually was when even those who claimed to follow after God had no idea what his word said. Times were very rough indeed. But Josiah was a great king. And he was a great king especially because he listened to the word of God. He tore his clothes in repentance and in grief when he heard Hilkiah read those words. And Josiah knew that something had to change, that they could no longer go the way that they were going. And so our reading from the Old Testament for today is the last part of a long section talking about all of the changes that he made in Israel. It shows us how fervently he sought after the Lord his God. And Christians, Josiah teaches us three things about what it means to listen to God's word. And the first thing that Josiah teaches us is that listening to God's word means holding on to it. Josiah heard from the law that Hilkiah read that God wanted Israel to keep the Passover, a remembrance of what he had done for them in Egypt, remembering how he had brought them out of the house of slavery, how he had brought them through the Red Sea, and how he had made them his people. And Israel was supposed to keep this Passover every single year as a way of remembering all of this, remembering who God was and what he had done. And yet, Israel had not listened. We hear in verse 22, no such Passover had been kept since the days of the judges who judged Israel, or during all the days of the kings of Israel or the kings of Judah. Which meant that no Passover had been kept the way that it was supposed to be for more than 400 years. But Josiah sought to change that. We're going to keep the Passover, he said. We're going to do what God wants us to do, even though none of our fathers before us have done it. And Christians, for us, holding on to God's word like this happens in two ways. It happens, first of all, in what we think. Because what we think about God is important. I mean, why else do we say the creeds? What we believe is not a matter of opinion, but it is what God has revealed to us in his word. And we should hold on to those specific truths that the Bible teaches us. Because the Bible says, for example, that there is only one God. And this God has revealed himself in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Reject that truth, and you can't be a Christian, no matter what you might say. The Bible teaches us that God made all things, including us and who we are today. Reject that truth, and you have turned away from the Lord. The Bible teaches us that Jesus died and rose again to save us from our sins. Reject that truth, and you're not going to go to heaven. because there's only one way into heaven, and that's through faith in the Son of God. And this holding on to the truth is important for everything, Christians. It's true of all things. I mean, I know there are disagreements in the church. I know we don't always get along with each other. But these disagreements should not be ignored, because the truth is the truth. Something is either true according to God's word, or it isn't. There really isn't a middle ground. And why would we not want to seek after the truth that God reveals? And of course, we don't have to be mean about it. We don't have to be jerks. But we do want to shape all of our thoughts according to the word of God. That's the first thing that it means to hold on to his word. Holding on to his word also happens in our actions. What we believe is going to shape what we do. You can't think one thing and then do another. If I am truly walking in the truth of God's word, if I'm truly following after him, it's going to be obvious. Everyone will be able to see it, even those who are part of the world. This is what Jesus means when he says that ye shall know them by their fruits. You know what kind of tree it is by the fruit that it bears. Josiah showed the truth of his heart by wanting to keep the Passover, by wanting to do what God says. You could see very clearly in that desire, in all that he did, that he truly believed that word and truly held on to it. And the same is also true for us. When we walk in the truth, it will be evident. We will see the fruits of the Spirit in our lives: peace, joy, patience, kindness, and so forth. Because God's word changes hearts, Christians. And a changed heart cannot be hidden. The second thing that Josiah teaches us, Christians, is that listening to God's word means being willing to make changes, even drastic changes, even violent changes, for the sake of the kingdom of God. Josiah used his authority as king to bring about some important changes, to drive out the evil from the land. He knew from God's word that it was condemned for trying to speak to the dead. And so he drove out the mediums and the necromancers, not just in the sense of, I'm not going to do it myself, but used his authority to drive them out entirely. He would purge the land clean. He knew from God's word that idolatry was condemned. And so he tore down the idols and put to death the priests of the false gods. He knew that the word said that there is no other God. And so he tore down the altars and defiled the high places so that they could not be used. There was no king like him, Christians, before or after, who did more to rid Israel of all of this evil. His zeal for the word of God made him a king like no other in the history of God's people. Now, of course, we're not kings. We don't have the authority to make changes on a nationwide scale, even if we might want to. Even though it is a great blessing when our rulers are Christians and can uphold the truth of God's word. But even so, Christians, we should still have the same desire to make changes in our lives, to listen to what God's word has to say and to do it, even if it's something drastic. Even if we have to cut off what is evil in our lives, we are willing to follow after God. Jesus says in Matthew 18, if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. It's better to lose something for the sake of God than it is to hold on to something and to lose God. So if God tells us then to strive to be at peace with all men, That's what we should strive to do. If God tells us to love one another, we should run after love. If God tells us to quit drinking, we should put away the bottle. If God tells us to pray without ceasing, we should make more time for prayer. Because true repentance is not about good intentions. It's what good does it do if I say that I'm going to change, but never actually make an effort to do so? Therefore, listening to God means obeying His voice, even if it hurts, and even if it's something you have not done before. But that leads us into the last thing that Josiah teaches us, Christians. He shows us why we ought to do these things. Because Josiah was truly a king like no other. His zeal for the word of God was very great. He sought after God in everything, and he did much to reform Israel so that they would walk in the truth. And yet it almost seems as if it was pointless, like it came to nothing. We hear in verse 26, "Still the Lord did not turn from the burning of his great wrath, by which his anger was kindled against Judah, because of all the provocations with which Manasseh had provoked him." We might be tempted to think, well, Josiah did all of this stuff, so that should mean something, right? Josiah did all of this, so God should have changed his mind. God should have turned away from his judgment and not done what he said he was going to do. But even though Josiah did all of this, Christians, God did not change his mind. He was still going to bring about the judgment. He would still send Israel away. Not even this would make him turn away from doing what was long overdue. Which might lead us to ask, well, what's the point in listening to God when nothing seems to change? But what Josiah did, Christians, was not pointless. Because he didn't do it for his own gain. Josiah was not seeking to make God love him more, as if by doing all of this stuff for God, God would hold him in higher esteem. And neither should we try to make God do something for us as if we're trying to impress him. And Josiah was not seeking to turn aside the judgment so as to make the kingdom go on longer. Nor should we try to listen to God out of fear or a misguided thought that we're somehow going to change the world on our own. No, Christians, we should listen to God because he is God. We should listen to the Lord for his sake and for no other reason alone. Listening to God should not make us become proud about how right we are or how correct we are in comparison to other people. Listening to God should not make us boast about our orthodoxy. Listening to God should not make us think that we're somehow going to change the world all on our own. But rather, listening to God means we do it for his sake. We listen to him because he is God and because his word is truth. We listen to him because Jesus died for us and rose again to save us from our sins. We listen to God because the Holy Spirit has made us to be a new creation. And we should walk after God as Josiah did, because God has done so much for us, and he has made us to be his treasured possession through Jesus Christ, his Son, both now and in eternity. Therefore, Christians, listen to what God says. Hold on to his word and follow after it in everything, because it is the truth. And the truth will set you free. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, whose word is true and sweeter than honey. Help us always to walk after you and to do what is pleasing in your sight, because you have saved us through Jesus Christ, your Son. In his name we pray. Amen.